One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the daily news for Monday the 24th.
It's just I'm led check, to believe. Yeah, it's true.
There we go, 24:06. Whatever the year is. We have loads and loads of Liverpool news for you today. I'm joined by Bailey. Well, we've got a few stories which we want to talk about. Yeah. We'll speak about Origi later. But to start off, Mo Salah has been urged to leave Liverpool for Barcelona. Former Everton striker Sam Walletto.
They've called Everton. Of all the big clubs he's played for, they choose Everton.
Hey, don't say that to any...
Just to add the few.
Any toffees. Everton are a massive club, apparently. No, they are quite big. But basically, Eto basically got asked whether Salah should go to Real Madrid or Barcelona, and he said Barcelona would fit his style of play more. Mm-hmm. But that means he's urged him to go. He also said that La Liga is the best league in the world, so if he gets the opportunity, he should go to Barcelona. Mm. He's not going anywhere, is he?
Not a chance. Definitely not this season. Maybe, you know, down the line, who knows. Just a strange one from Eto. I think... Am I right in saying that it got misconstrued on Twitter and stuff? People were saying that he was saying stuff that he hadn't said.
It always does. Any quotes can get twisted in either way. I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he literally just said, Mo Salah, leave Liverpool. But I don't think... I think people are just taking his quotes and going, right, there's a story we can make out of this because go to Barcelona, Mo Salah.
Yeah, and especially citing, you know, the ex-Everton player Samuel Eto'o. And it's like, eh... Yeah. He's not going anywhere. Samuel Eto'o's a nomad. There you go.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I did really like him as a player. I just don't appreciate this new stance.
But again, maybe it's just taken out of context. But basically, if you enjoy these kind of news shows, obviously maybe not with me and Bailey on, maybe with Paul and Chris on it, but we are going to do Redmen News throughout the season, but on a separate channel. So you can see we have 4,391 subscribers with a channel with no content, and we will be putting content on very, very shortly. I think it's in the next maybe like a week or two. I think we're going to start going on this website, on this channel, so make sure you get subscribed to that. Paul said he wanted...
8th of July it starts.
8th of July.
And I'll put the link to it in a pinned comment there, so it's easy for you to find, and then we'll put it in the annotations at the end.
Boss, nice one, Si. So we want 5,000 by the end of this week, really, and then... We'll do something special, maybe. I'm sure Paul can...
Something special?
Paul can sort that out.
Pull something out of the bag for us.
Well, I don't know if I will. Oh.
Anyway. You definitely won't.
Right, here we go. Do you want to read this one, Bailey?
What, as the Divock Origi specialist in the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got the tattoo, haven't you?
So, apparently, Real Betis wants Divock Origi. Mm. Divock Origi is reportedly a wanted man in Spain with Real Betis, the latest side linked with Liverpool's Champions League hero. The Belgian has just 12 months left on his contract, though the Reds plan to open talks with the forward and would prefer to keep him than lose him on a free and the cash in now. But that hasn't stopped Estadio Deportivo, cited by the Daily Mail, from claiming Real Betis intend to make contact over Origi. However, they're away his current... What the
heck? It's meant to say away.
I mean, this is not good writing here, is it?
But go on the tab anyway.
Theo Squires, lad.
So this is the actual Estadio Deportivo. This is the article. This has been translated. Basically, they're saying right here, the imminence of the end of his contract causes Liverpool to hear offers for the Belgian, which cost him almost 13 kilos 5 years ago.
But now 13 bags of sugar.
But would now come out by a significantly lower amount, regardless of whether his appraisal is a 20, according to the specialised publications. So basically, some specialised publications have said he is definitely going to be worth less than 13.
The Divock Origi Accords have determined he's not worth 13 kilograms.
He's just won the Champions League final.
Yeah.
He's scored some massive goals. Yes, he's been a bit par player, but... No, he's not worth less than that. I think the other thing that they were saying is right here, he has a salary in the Premier That is around 2.6 million of euros per year. A stumbling block for most of its suitors, who would also have to face a kind of advance payment bonus. Basically, it's saying they can't afford him at all. They can't afford his salary. They can't afford his to buy him in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
So this has been hashed together out of the midst of nowhere, which is, I can understand now why. What was his name? Theo Squires couldn't be asked, because it's a nothing article, is it?
It's mad. It is mad, but I mean, it's one of them. Divock Origi, he's obviously spoke more in depth on this and on all the other stuff on the Reds transfer roundup today, which will be out later, so make sure you go and check that out. We'll put a link in the description once it is out. But yeah, Divock Origi.
Divock Origi, to let us know in the comments right now, is any of you saying, because I think the biggest argument is, say somebody comes in with a £35 million bid for Divock Origi, do you say, we respect you, Divock Origi, we understand that you want to go and be a first-team player, we'll let you go for that price instead of losing you next year for nothing? Let us know in the comments, would you sell him now at a £30 to £40 million price range, or is he etched his sort of name into the history books of Liverpool and you just want to keep him because he's actually a very good footballer?
You can say this one, because I don't want to.
Yeah, so hopefully this is going to be one of the last stories we talk about Bruno Fernandes, but it was reported this morning, I'm sure a lot of you have seen on Twitter, that Liverpool have interfered with Manchester United's pursuit of Bruno Fernandes as Jurgen Klopp eyes his first summer signing. So the crux of it, it says here that the journalist Pietro Balzano Prota, who has been covering the transfer saga, reckons that two teams are now contesting for hashtag Bruno Fernandes, the journalist tweeted. United were really close to sealing the deal, but now Liverpool have interfered the negotiations. The player has been dreaming about the Premier League since childhood. Who will be the winner?
I guess we'll just keep you all up to date on all of the breaking news. It is just rumours and stuff. We've covered them so much in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Obviously, on all the transfer news shows, we've gone in depth. So if you want to check that out, I think it was on last Monday's one. It was probably on the Friday one as well. It will be interesting to see where that goes, but at the moment...
So we don't want to bore you with Bruno. You know everything there is to know about Bruno Fernandes now. We'll tell you, it's like blood type and stuff like that.
But... Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like I say, if you want to find all that stuff, go over to the RedmenTV.com. We've got loads of stuff. Chris did a really good show the other day with a scout called Charlie Dawson who comes in. And basically they're trying to look at how Liverpool are scouting players and what parameters they're using to find different players. It's a really interesting show. And obviously part one is right there. Go and check that out if it sounds like something you're interested in, where they talked about how we're going to find a left-back cover if we even really do need one, whether James Milner can do that. Obviously, we had the Torres retirement special the other day. Me, Paul and Si were doing that, which was quite interesting. That's over on the YouTube channel. If you want to see it here, you can. Obviously, we did a Reds Keep Sell Loan on a Reds Transfer Roundup. I think that was Friday. That was really good. But yeah, go over and check all that stuff out. Si, you got any comments?
Before the comments, just a bit of news. It's literally just come in then. Ross came in to show me, but he says he's left Newcastle.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
So Newcastle have put a tweet out, I think, saying Benitez won't be staying after his contract runs out on this summer, basically. So
wow.
That's an interesting one.
Well, that screams to me that maybe they're not getting taken over. And obviously that was the big talk, that Benitez with a Saudi takeover would be unbelievable. But you've got it on the screen here for you now. Do you want to read it, Sam?
It is with disappointment that we announced manager Rafael Benitez will leave Newcastle United upon the expiry of his contract on the 30th of June. Like Si just said, a lot of people fuming at Mike Ashley. He's had massive problems with owners in the past. I know this isn't Liverpool stuff, but
it's very interesting.
We would like to thank Rafa and his coaching team. Yeah, you would thank him. He's been brilliant.
He's been fantastic.
Think it's going to be very interesting to see where he goes to be honest. But
the biggest thing for me is Mike Ashley. That says to me that Mike Ashley's going to keep the club. Obviously, it came out about a month ago that I think it was Sheikh Mansour's cousin or something was going to buy Newcastle. It was really in the works that Ashley was going to sell.
Mm.
But with Benitez leaving, maybe that means Ashley's not selling, which is a real shame for Newcastle. I really like him as a football club. And let's know in the comments, where's Benitez going next?
He's coming to us. He's coming to do the youth system.
He's coming to the Redmond TV to host the daily news.
Maybe he's the women's coach now. No. Any other comments?
So we've got a super chat from
DXSH Tempers.
Exactly.
Yes,
the man.
If Divock goes, I think I'll cry. He's gave me too many good moments this season and he's a boss player. think we should keep him, and he would be good to bring off the bench. Love the vids, boys.
Thank you very much once again. Yeah, I would be a bit disappointed if he left.
Well, I definitely will be.
But it's one of them where, look, if he thinks he can get first-team football, because he's going to get first-team football for Liverpool, but maybe he wants to be the main man. Maybe he's thought, I can do it at a top level now, and he can. For me, I think there's still a massive space in the squad for him.
Mm-hmm.
He has had these many moments because he's got the game time, and he's going to get more game time for me.
Yeah.
And I think now all the fans have kind of gone, okay, Divock Origi coming on, Divock Origi starting, I'm fine with that.
I think that we've shown with this season that next season he will be sort of put into the team a lot more. Mm-hmm. And I think his growth under Jurgen Klopp has been fantastic. I'm hoping, because I know when it came out at the start of the summer that he said himself, you know, I'm going to go off on holiday and we're going to, contract talks will be positive with Liverpool and we'll have them at a later date. I can't see why he'd want to leave. I hope that it's a case of, like Liverpool have done all season, we recognise that he's a good talent, he's done a lot for the club this season, mm-hmm. and we reward him with an improved contract and we keep him at the club.
Yeah, I agree.
I've got another super chat. It's like a Bible quote saying, be still and know that I am God, Origi 46:10.
Everybody loves him. You can't get rid of him.
No, I know.
Ben Mitchell, kind of on the reverse, says, come on lads, let's be honest, he's not that good. Good pressing striker, but nothing special technically.
Okay, I mean, I understand that. When you compare him to out of the front three, obviously Mane can play on the wing, I'm playing the centre, and I'd rather have Mane playing. It's weird, the way Mane plays in that central role is fantastic. It's
fantastic with his head as well, isn't it?
Exactly, and then obviously you've got Mo Salah who can play in the centre. Bobby Firmino can do the same, not really as effective on the wings, but I do kind of understand what you're saying, but I think it's just as covered on all.
It's,
you can bring him on the wing. He might not be as proficient as Mane and Salah, but would you rather have Divock Origi on the channel or Jadon Shaqiri?
That's a good point, because I think Jadon Shaqiri is very much a similar player to the front three we've got. He's nowhere near the level of those front three, but he's small, technical, good with his feet, got a good cross on him. Divock Origi is the complete opposite ballpark, isn't he? And you've only got to look at, you can tout Everton, you can tout Newcastle and say, you know, he's the right place at the right time sort of thing. But look at his goal against Watford, the way he takes his goal in the Champions League final. He's a very, very good footballer, a very natural footballer. And we're only 3 years removed from him being probably the best player we had in our Europa League run until he got injured. So as I was saying earlier, I think with a bit more progression and another season under his belt, Divock Origi could be fourth choice, you know, maybe even above Jadon Shaqiri, but it's an interesting point.
Yeah, nice one.
Just the last one, I've just had another super chat in from Anita Hafferdump saying Origi will stay and get a 2-year contract.
Origi?
Yeah.
No, I reckon you keep him, you see what happens.
Especially the interesting thing for me is obviously Brewster's going to come in and be, you know, the sixth man. Obviously, mm-hmm. you've got your front three, Shaqiri, Origi, and then Brewster, and then maybe we see in the next 2 years how Brewster gets on, and maybe Brewster is the natural replacement for Divock Origi in that position. But for now, I think we all agreed that he should stay at the club.
Yeah. Is that the last comment, sir? Yeah. Perfect. Let us know in the comments. Obviously, keep them coming in. We won't be able to react live to them, but we do read every single comment after it, just because we're a bit vain, I guess.
Because people always comment on my hair.
Are you
going to
show them
your? I'm definitely not.
Bailey dyed his hair black by accident. That's quite funny. Look like My Chemical Romance, don't you?
I did.
All of them melded together.
What's his face from Green Day?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, thank you everyone for watching. Like I say, on the screen now, you can see Red Men News. Go over there, subscribe to all that, because we will be moving these shows over onto that new channel. So if you want to keep up to date on all the news and rumours surrounding Liverpool FC, there'll be a lot of rumours, we'll be honest, but we'll be there to tell you whether we think that they're not true or basically what is true and blah, blah, blah.
Just making it a community.
Exactly. Look, we appreciate every single one of you commenting and obviously all the super chats as well. But yeah, go over to the website, check all that out. The girls are doing really good stuff over on Redmen TV Women's Podcast. So go check that out. Obviously, the England game happened yesterday, which is mad. So they're literally putting a video out right now. They're going to be previewing the Norway game as well. So keep your eye out for that. Yeah, Bailey, thank you.
Si,
thank you for being behind camera. And we'll see you tomorrow with more Liverpool news and rumours.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.